When I first saw it, it reminded me of a clay art project that I'd make in elementary school. It's small, standing less than a couple feet high, and is thin enough to be able to fit into a first grader's book bag. The object's face is very simple. A slit for a mouth, slightly curves into what I interpreted as a smirk. Two carved lines go down the middle to create a nose, and the eyes are created by two engraved circles that omit pupils. The oval-shaped head is supported on a long, wide neck. There is no torso, no limbs, just a simple head and neck with a very complicated background. This object sits proudly on display at the Wake Forest University Anthropology Museum, and it has some much deeper implications than you first see. The artifact is a grave marker that originates from the Bora culture in Nigeria, dating between the 2nd and 9th centuries. The gravestone may be puzzling to modern eyes and even underappreciated by those who don't know its history, but it once was a sacred part of Bora tradition. The gravestone comes from a culture of animism, and it assigns spiritual meanings and presence in all objects, even inanimate ones. There is controversy with how artifacts such as the Bora gravestone are acquired. What's the problem, you may ask? The fact that there are no official Bora artifacts, meaning that anything Bora purchased through collectors or auction websites are stolen. Poor Nigerian farmers who come across these pieces sell them to wealthy collectors and are then sold around the world, even though Nigerian law doesn't allow it. This raises many ethical and cultural concerns. Why are Nigerians so willing to sell pieces of the culture to wealthy outsiders? Does that mean they don't appreciate their history? Or is it simply out of economic desperation? Most importantly, do institutions such as Wake Forest have the right to display objects with a stolen background? Preserving artifacts is an important part of preserving history, but at what cost? That question can't be easily answered, and there are three options with these types of artifacts. Someone who acquires stolen artifacts can either return it, put it in the museum, or destroy it. While it seems absurd and counterproductive for the latter option, destroying it increases the object's value and lowers the demand that drives the black market for cultural items. While these concerns are being addressed, it's important to always remember that everything holds meaning. I gave the object the same look that my parents would give my school artwork. Curious and maybe even confused, but happy to save it for nostalgic references. If you don't take anything else away from listening about the Bora gravestone, understand this. Every object, no matter how simple or complicated it may seem when you first see it, has a story.